Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employee Division. Can I speak with the person who requested this call back?
Yes, I was trying to do my claim for this week, but it's saying that hold on. Of what it's telling me.
Okay. So, are you trying to do it through the telephone number?
Yeah, I try to do it online and the telephone number.
Okay.
But it on my portal it said your employment has not filed your certification for the benefit week ending 7/6/2024. There are pending issues stopping payment on my claim.
Okay, probably we have to reopen because that way, so when you apply your employer, so you must do a certification. Let me go through. Could you please provide me your social security number?
Yes, it's 420-134666.
Thank you. May I have your full name, please?
Aaron, when you get this law.
May I have your birthday, please?
10/15/1982.
May I have your mother maiden name?
Daniel.
All right, thank you. Your employer has no file. Yes, I am right here. And also, let me reopen this claim. Just 1 second, please.
Okay.
Excuse me. Hello?
Now I'm here.
Okay, so let me reopen for you. Just 1 second. Let me go through. And I let me ask you a question, Miss. Okay, could you please tell me again your last name?
My last name is Dazah. DZAH.
Yeah, that's just I can still. Okay, thank you. So now let me ask you, your last day at work?
My last day will be, let me go back to my calendar. My last work date was the 22nd. Oh, no, that's wrong. My name is June. My last work day was that Thursday. It was the 20th. No, I'm sorry, the 21st
okay
of June.
June
yes
21st 2024.
Yes, wait a minute, see, 1, 2, 3. Yes, it was the last week. Hold on, let me ask my daughter to make sure. Hold on.
Okay.
Nana, who was that last week we worked at all three? Man, it's the 21st of June.
I'm sorry, you say you're 21st?
Yeah, 21st of June.
Okay, thank you. So let me ask you, did you file unemployment benefit in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you been in the Army in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have DRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked since, okay. Have you made change since the last time that you applied for unemployment compensation? Or it's been the same your name? Have you been working with different names in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you been working with different social security in the past 2 years?
No.
Let me have your driving license number, please. It's driving license or ID number?
My ID number is 04906-3379.
Thank you. May I have please your race? Are you white, African American?
I'm African American.
What is the highest grade that you complete in a school?
11.
Have you been in the United States Air Force for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
May I have your home address, please?
It's 601 Gomillion, that's G-O-M-I-L-L-I-O-N, Avenue, apartment, D as in David, Tuskegee, Alabama, 36083.
Okay, thank you. May I have please your occupation from your last employer? What are you doing in your last employer?
I'm a assembly line worker. I'm an operator too.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
No.
Okay. What are you looking for? What kind of job are you looking for?
I'm looking for assembly line work, but I'm going back to work. It's just shut down for 3 weeks. So I'm going back to work.
Okay. I need you pre-provide a little while. What day you have to go back to work? But let me just in a little while. Okay, now, do you obtain work through a union hiring hub?
Say it again.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hub?
No.
Are you in a school or training?
No.
May I have the date that you have to go back to work?
I go back July the 15th.
July 15th, 2024.
It's 1-7.
Oh, 17. July 17th.
No, July 15th. 1-5.
1-5. This is, 15, 2024. All right. Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since in the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
What is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
$15.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working in a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Do you apply or are you receiving compensation due to a related injury?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you been working in another state other than Alabama between April 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
you choose to have 10% off of your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
No.
If you approve for benefit, you have the options to receive your payment direct deposit through your checking or saving account, or you can choose the prepaid benefit card. Which one you prefer?
I have a benefit card.
Okay. Could you please provide the company name that you was working for or that you are working for?
Yes, I'm working for Bridge and Scranton.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Menaha, the city, where are you working?
Auburn, Alabama.
Menaha, the telephone number, please. From this company.
One minute.
Okay. Mena, how you beginning day? What day did you start to work with this company?
Hold on. The number is 334.
Okay.
821.
Okay.
79999.
All right. Thank you. So, Mena, how your beginning day and what day did you start to work with this company?
September the 27th, 2021.
Last day that you physically went to work?
It's the 21st of June.
June 21st, 2024. And you are right now are in temporary layoff, lack of work?
It's a shutdown.
Okay. After your last day at work, have you received vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
So now, let me read for you, Miss. You are certified that your answers are true and accrue with the law provide penalty for making false statement to obtain unemployment benefit. I certify to putting my full name here that all my answers are true. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I will ask you a question. This is going to be randomly questions about you. Question number one, which of the following college are you attending? Dakota University, Five Towns College, Mesa Community College, Southern West Virginia College?
Neither one.
Which of the following car have you ever owned? 2000 Kingwood T800, 2001 Saturn S Series, 2005 Honda 2000, and 2008 the Chevrolet Impala.
Neither one.
Which of the following cities is familiar with you? Atlanta, Stone Mountain, Atlanta. What color is your 2010 Chevrolet Impala?
Red.
Okay. Which of the following addresses is associated with you? 2441 Baywood Drive Southeast, 5030 Fighting Line Lane, 5475 Red Bar Y, 5854 Strathmore Manor Circle.
2441 Baywood Drive.
All right. Thank you. Let me ask you, I have filed an internet claim for unemployment in the state of Alabama. This is what we're doing right now, Miss.
Yes.
I certify under penalty that I am the person whose name and information was provided and this claim are true to the best of my knowledge.
Yes.
I understand that it's my responsibility to read myself with the context on the claiming handbook, Benefit Rights and Responsibilities. This is a booklet that we're going to send you that you must have to read. So now Let me read for you the closing statement. The following instruction and telephone number are very important. Normally take it 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim will just finish it. Also, register forward with the Alabama Care Resident System. Your Care Resident application will remain active for 90 days. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Care Center or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and one day your online resume. For you to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. So the process, you just complete the file, your unemployment claim doesn't know automatic start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week for the previous week. For you to complete certification, each week could result in a loss of benefit. You can file weekly certification either online in your claiming portal, click weekly certification, or you can do it through the telephone number. The phone number, it is 800-752-7089. Every Sunday, this coming Sunday, Miss, is going to be your first weekly certification. Okay? This coming Sunday, before 5 p.m.
I was trying to do it for last Sunday, and they wouldn't let me go through because I was telling you what it was saying.
Yeah, but now you will. So now this coming Sunday you will. So now let me go. And since you are job attachment and you had to expect recall date to work, you are not required to make a work research, but you must be available to return to work. And you recall any change and you recall a status, you must report her by calling the inquiry department line at 800-361-4524.
Okay.
So now, do you have any question?
Okay, so is this claim for this Sunday just passed?
Okay, so everything, like I told you, everything regarding this claim is going to be on the process. So what we're doing right now is reopen this claim. So it's going to be on the process. Every claim is different. It takes 3 weeks, but maybe can be less. Every claim is different. So let me provide you the confirmation number for this claim.
Okay, well, I got a confirmation number for the last claim.
Yeah, but this one is different. So now it's 48.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me get a pen.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm ready for the confirmation number.
Oh, yes, ma'am. It is 4894-75905.
Hold on. Okay. Wait a minute, Mark. If you move the one out.
Okay.
You say give me 4894.
75905. And now your ma'am?
Okay. The PIN
is 6682. Probably it's the same. 6682.
Yeah, it's the same.
All right. Remember, Sunday, anytime, just make sure that it's before 5 p.m.
Okay, so next Sunday, what number do I call it?
This coming Sunday. This coming Sunday, the July 14th, you have to call the 800-752-7389.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have any other question?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.